Maybe you have a family member that doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. Listen, get together with him whenever he talks to you. And don't be pushy. Don't try to condemn them. But tell them about the love of Jesus Christ and the grace of God, that unmerited favor that he gives to us, being saved by faith because of what Jesus Christ has done for you and has done for me.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Raul Reese in Diamond Bar, California. When Raul first came to Christ, his friends and family questioned the authenticity of his faith. But over time, they saw that he had a genuine relationship with Jesus, and many of them also chose to follow Christ. To find out more about Raul's story, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com, or for a free DVD, call 800-634-9165. We're glad you've joined us today for our continuing series in Romans and an uplifting look at the legacy that Abraham left for all who follow the Lord in faith. You'll find assurance today that in order to commune with God, you're not bound by an impossible regimen of good works. Like Abraham, you can enjoy a real relationship with God based on humility and trust. Raul will give us encouragement to walk in the tremendous freedom of God's grace. And later on, we'll offer you a CD pack centered on Christ's salvation. Here's Raul Reese now in Romans chapter 4.
We saw in our last lesson that we were justified by faith in Jesus Christ. But as you move through the scriptures, you move into chapter 4, we see that the Jewish Christians in Rome would immediately have asked this question: how does this doctrine of justification by faith relate to our history? You see, they've been used to living by the law, the schoolmaster that not only we know about today, but it's brought us to justification by faith. But the law was a schoolmaster that brought conviction to my life and pointed to Jesus Christ in order to know that I can live by faith in obedience to the kingdom of God. So let's look at our lesson and see what we can learn. He says in chapter 4, verses 1 through 8, he says, "What then shall we say that Abraham, our father, has found according to the flesh?" And then in verse 2, we see Paul's answer to verse 1. He says, "For if Abraham was justified by works," you see, now, if Paul was saved by works, what could we say? Put your name in there. If Raul Reese was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. You see, it has no benefit before the presence of God. And look what he says in verse 3. Here we amplify the account of Abraham's justification. He says, "For what does the scripture say?" Okay, so now if we're going to talk about the Bible, we're going to talk about faith, we're going to talk about the law. So let us take the Old Testament and the New Testament, which is the Word of God, and let's look and see what the Word of God says. Going back to the Old Testament, we're going to quote here, and we have the quotation also here from Genesis 15:6. He says, "And Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness." Notice what he says here. This is one of the clearest statements in all of Scripture about justification in the Bible. Did you know that? The clearest scriptural justification by faith. The account was not only final as it settled the question. Abraham was a man of faith, not of works. His righteousness lied on who? On Jesus Christ. And through Jesus Christ, he was able to say, "You know what? I have these works, but I didn't do it because I was saved. The works that I have today is because I trusted by faith in Jesus Christ. I give him all the glory, all the honor." So Abraham had no grounds to boast. We have no grounds to boast. Abraham went through some real heavy trials in his life. In Genesis chapter 22, remember when the father asked Abraham to take his son and to have him sacrifice on Mount Moriah. And as Abraham not only heard the call of God, he got the servants and he got the knife, the wood, and the donkeys, and they started going up to Mount Moriah with Isaac. When they got up to the top of Moriah, Abraham was sitting there, and then here is Isaac. He says, Father, here is the wood, here is the knife, but here is the altar, but where is the sacrifice? Man, we need to be blessed because of the sacrifice that was made for you and for me, Jesus Christ, on the cross. 2,000 years later, Jesus died on the cross for you and for me. It was his final act. They settled the question. Abraham was a man of faith, and he was righteous because of Jesus Christ. And you know, also Abraham had no grounds of boasting again before God. We don't have any grounds to boast about anything, but all we have to do is to thank Jesus Christ for what he's done in the past, what he's doing in the present, and what he's going to do in the future. I am what? I am saved by faith in him. Verse 4. And now to him who works, the wages are not counted as grace, but as of debt. You see what he's saying here? We are not saved by works, but by faith. Notice, and it's God's grace. But also, we deserve hell. That's what I deserve. That's what you deserve. But God, through faith, believing in him and acknowledge him as my Lord and Savior, guess what? He's given me heaven. I love that. We're not saved by works, but by faith. Verse 5. But to him who does not work, see, we don't have to work for salvation, but believes by faith on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness, because Abraham believed in God. He was what? He was righteous. Again, verse 6, he says, just as David, here it comes, just as David also describes the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness apart from works. From chapter 4 here, verses 6 through 8, Paul turns now to, for the support of the arguments of justification. In Psalm 32, 1 and 2, he says here, we're going to see that here. He says, just as David also described the blessedness of the men to whom God imputed righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Notice what he says here, whose sins are covered. Who covers their sins? The blood of Jesus Christ covers my sins. God is not imputing sin in my life and in your life. And then we see in verses 9 through 17, Abraham was justified by grace and not by the law. He says in verse 9, does this blessedness then come upon the circumcised only, or upon the uncircumcised? Circumcised are the Jews, uncircumcised are the Gentiles. For we say that faith was accounted to Abraham for righteousness. Salvation has never been by works, as we have shared in the previous times. And Abraham here was justified by faith alone because of what? Because of God's grace. God's grace given to you and given to me. In Ephesians, he talks about the grace of God so powerfully. Do you know the grace of God tonight? Do you know him intimately? Maybe you have a family member that doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, and he sees your life being transformed. Listen, get together with him whenever he talks to you. And don't be pushy. Don't try to condemn them. But tell them about the love of Jesus Christ and the grace of God, that unmerited favor that he gives to us. His grace and his love and his mercy, being saved by faith because of what Jesus Christ has done for you and has done for me. Verse 10, how then was it accounted, notice, while he, Abraham, was circumcised or uncircumcised? Not circumcised while uncircumcised. Again, he wants to make sure that we understand that. That he wants to know that this circumcision that he had, that was the law. Can you imagine at the age of 99 years old that God is coming to him and speak to him that he's going to have a son? I mean, can he really believe that? And here is Sarah, his wife, 90 years old. And because they believe by faith, God gave them Isaac. And then in verse 11, he says, and he, Abraham, received the sign of the circumcision. Notice. a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had while still uncircumcised. I love that. Here the word a seal, it indicates man's need for spiritual cleansing. I like that. For spiritual cleansing that each one of us need in our own personal lives. Because he goes on to say that he might be the father of all those who believe. Notice, through they are uncircumcised, that the righteousness might be imputed to them also. Abraham is the father of all Jews, both believing Jews and also believing Gentiles. I am so happy that he keeps repeating concerning the just shall live by faith. Because so many people are bound by the law of God, yet they're not free. And then he says in verse 12, in the father of circumcision, to those who not only are of the circumcision, get this out, but also walk in the steps of faith, which our father, again, he wants to make sure you understand, that our father had while Abraham, while still uncircumcised. Not only Abraham bears a physical relationship with the nation of Israel, not only that, but also bears a spiritual relationship with everyone that believes by faith, Jew or Gentile, in Jesus Christ. So here we are tonight. Maybe you're a Jew and Gentile here, and here we are from different denominations, whatever, or different cultures. And yet when it comes to the kingdom of God, when it comes to Jesus Christ, we're all the same. Why? Because we have believed by faith in Jesus Christ. I love that. And what did he do? He gave you, he gave me eternal life. That one day I'm going to see him. One day I'm going to be with him forever and ever. And so also you will be with him, and I'm going to see you there. Verse 13 through 15 now. He's going to talk about how Abraham was not justified by the rites of circumcision, but neither was he justified by keeping the law. He says in verse 13, for the promise that he would be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law. And here it is. But through righteousness of faith. The promise here, it refers to Jesus Christ. In the essence of a covenant God made with who? With Abraham and his descendants. All believers being in Christ Jesus, what? Have become heirs of the promise given to us forever and ever and ever. I love that. Forever and ever and ever. And then 14, he says, for if those who are of the law, Jews, are heirs, faith is made void. And the promise made of no effect, if only keeping the law is impossible. It's impossible to do that. But to receive the promise by faith in Jesus Christ, it is all valuable and it's all given to us freely by Jesus Christ. 15, because the law brings about wrath. Notice what he says here. By exposing men's sinfulness, he says, for where there is no law, there is no transgression. No transgression alone. But by exposing men's sinfulness, again, in Romans 7, chapter 7, 7 through 11, Galatians 3, 19 and 24, sin has been exposed by not only the law of God in the Old Testament, but today we have the Holy Spirit of God. He's the one that has convicted me. He's the one that has done so much in my life that as a child of God, I don't really want to come against the Lord. I want to make sure that I please him. I want to make sure that I'm obedient. I want to make sure that my wife, my children, and my friends, and you here in the congregation can see that it's not my own interest, that I'm here for my own interest to do my own thing. But I am here to tell you that I love you, and because of what Christ has done in my own personal life, I'm giving you the gospel of Jesus Christ. That the just shall live by faith, that's you and me. And then he goes on, and he says in verse 16, therefore, taking us back to what we've been studying, therefore, it is of faith that it might be according, here it is, beautiful word, grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those believing Jews who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of all of us. Those, again, are the Gentile believers. And there again, those which he speaks about in the first part, believing Jews. But let me go back here to the word grace, because it is always to the grace of God, unmerited favor. To me, the last 40-some years, the grace of God has been so awesome. To thank the Lord that he took me out of the world, that he brought me to his kingdom, and that through that unmerited favor, I can be at peace with God and I can do things to please him. Verse 16 again. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be according to the grace of God, so that the promise might be sure to all seed, not only to the Jews who are of the law, but also to the Gentile believers who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of all of us. He says, as it is written, here's another prophecy from the Old Testament, Genesis 17:5. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations, you see, in the presence of him whom he believed, God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. Again, the Lord Jesus Christ. What does he mean by this? The word calls here is another reference to what? To the forsaken nature of justification. That's a beautiful word, justification. God declares believing sinners to be righteous here. Even though they are not by imputing his righteousness, notice on them, Jesus paid the price for us. And when I think of the cross of Jesus Christ, again, I hate repeating myself about the cross. But the cross to me is what's kept me in the Lord. Because it's the cross of Jesus Christ that brings us to the grace of God. Into the place that when I do sin against God, immediately I want to repent. And the reason is because I want the grace of God in my life to be with me forever and ever and ever. And then he says in verse 18 to 25, Abraham again justified by the resurrection power and not human effort. He says in verse 18, who contrary to hope, in hope believed, so that he, Abraham, became the father of many nations. According to what was spoken, so shall your descendants be. Genesis 15:5. Verse 19. Abraham believed God here, as we'll see in a moment here, in spite of the circumstances. In not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead, since he was, notice, about to be 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. Oh, imagine, how many grandfathers have you seen get their wives, your grandmother, pregnant? I haven't seen that at all. This was a miracle that God had done, because it was, notice, it was going to the line of Jesus Christ, that Abraham had to come to that place to get his wife, remember, which could not get pregnant before, and to become pregnant. And I love, I wrote this down here. She was only 10 years younger than Abraham in Genesis 17:17. And she had a child at 90 years when they received the promise of Isaac by who? By Jehovah God. Verse 20. And he did not waver. The word waver here means to be separate. He says, of the birth of a son. Genesis 15:4, 17:16, and 18:19. He did not waver of the promise of God through unbelief. We need to be careful of unbelief. But was strengthened in faith. Notice that. Believing God affirms his existence and character, and he gives what? Glory to him. He says, giving glory to God. Strengthening faith, giving glory to God. Hebrews 11:6, 1 John 5:10. And then he says, and being fully convinced that he had promised, he was able also to perform. I love that. Abraham knew God will do it. Do you believe that God will do anything in your life that is according to his will? Abraham would become the father of many nations, which he has. And then Romans 4:22, he says, and therefore it was accounted to him for righteousness. Genesis 15:6, remember. All that Abraham had, I wrote this down, his righteousness, his inheritance, his priorities. He gained not by works, but he gained all these things by faith in Jesus Christ. Everything that I've gained to the present time has been by faith in Jesus Christ. Verse 23, I love, and now it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him. So all scripture was universal application. It has that. And then Abraham experienced no exemption. And Abraham was justified by faith, that all others would be justified by faith to listen to the what? To the message God had given to him through Jesus Christ. Verse 24. But also for us, it shall be imputed to us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. That expression here, can you imagine being raised from the dead, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? But also for us, what does that indicate? It indicates that all believers are justified by faith, and it's the promise of God to anyone that comes to Jesus Christ. So if you're here tonight and you come to Jesus Christ, the just shall live by faith.
We pray that you've been encouraged today with the assurance that, like Abraham, you don't have to earn God's favor with good works, but can instead freely come to him through the love and mercy of Christ. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Roland Reese. If you'd like to review today's lesson, we'll send you a complete copy for a gift of $5 or more. Just call 800-634-9165 and ask for Roland's teaching from Romans chapter 4. Now, to further bolster your faith, we'd like to offer you a 4-CD series from Rawl that's simply titled Salvation. It's a study that lays out why every person needs a Savior and what God has done to rescue us all from sin's eternal consequence. If you have questions about what it means to surrender your life to Christ, or if you know someone who's searching for spiritual truth, contact us to order this foundational resource. Simply visit us online at somebodylovesyou.com or call 800-634-9165. And we'll send you this 4-CD collection titled Salvation for a gift of $19 or more. Once again, our phone number is 800-634-9165. Our mailing address is Somebody Loves You Radio, Post Office Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. We also invite you to find biblical instruction and strength in our many free Somebody Loves You radio resources. Every broadcast is available to download as a podcast using Spotify and iTunes. And to keep biblical teaching at your fingertips, you can also download our app to your iPhone or Android. Plus, we encourage you to join Rawl for Straight Talk on YouTube every Tuesday at noon West Coast time. This Q&A program explores current events from a biblical point of view, offering insightful perspectives you won't find anywhere in the news. And as you seek God's wisdom and peace in the ongoing uncertainty of our times, we want to equip you with the hope of the gospel, and we value your feedback on how we're doing. We'd also love to pray for you as well. The most effective action we can take as brothers and sisters in Christ is to stand together in prayer, and we're committed to bringing your needs before the Lord. Well, thank you so much for your support. It's your contributions that help build up believers and share the hope of the gospel with the lost. And every gift is tax deductible. Well, it's been so good to share this time with you today, and we hope you'll join us again next time as we meditate on the Lord's goodness and mercy by exploring the powerful truths of his word. Here's Rawl now with a final thought.
Verse 25 here. This is a paraphrase from the Septuagint we have here from the Old Testament from Isaiah 53:12. He says, who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification. Notice what he says here. Because of what? For our justification, the cross of Jesus Christ, being saved by faith in Jesus Christ. Do you know him? How well do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? I would pray just as Paul said here concerning who was delivered up because of our offenses, our sins, and was raised because of our justification. Jesus Christ came, He died, He rose, and He's coming back again. And that's something that the church doesn't really want to understand. But one day we're going to stand in the presence of God, and we're going to have to give an account to Jesus Christ, that as we stand before Him, and as He sees my life, and as I am judged by Him, how I thank Him for His grace, that He's going to say, Raul Reese, not guilty. Why? Because I died for him. And He died for you. But you really have to put your trust in Him and believe that He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.